don't know about you, but I am still kind of riding this high from the FIFA World Cup, which wrapped up just days ago. And following all the excitement surrounding the World Cup, especially being hosted here in America, we wanted to check in with our very own slice of MLS soccer right here in Connecticut, and that is Connecticut United Football Club. Joining us for the first time on the show, I am so honored to have Shavar Thomas here, who is the head coach. Shavar, I know that you also attended and played soccer at the Hotchkiss School in UConn before heading to MLS. I am so excited to virtually meet you. I hope to meet you in person one day. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, and thanks for your amazing welcome, and thanks for having me, and good morning to your listeners.
Oh, well, we are so glad to have you here, and we're such huge fans of this team. First of all, in your inaugural season, how have things gone with the team, in your professional opinion? And, of course, you're the coach, so you're like, you know, I'm sure you feel like things are never perfect, but what would you say about your inaugural season?
No, we started off really well, like the way you want to start off, you know. The first 3-4 games, I think we did reasonably well, but we hit a bad patch where we have some growing pains, and it was expected, but I'm very happy that it happened at the time of the season, early on in the season, and now we're on the straight path, and we're in striking distance looking to make a playoff spot.
That's so exciting, and of course, we're going to be cheering you on. How has it been for the team? Obviously, you travel anyways, but being at different fields or pitches, you see, I'm learning all my lingo, if you will, from watching the World Cup. Being at different pitches, you know, across Connecticut, because I know you've gone to different universities to play your games at home, because there still isn't a home stadium at this point. How has that been for the team, kind of adjusting to that?
Yeah, no, it's a major adjustment because, you know, at first we were playing at UConn, and then it's kind of far away. It's more so for the fans, not for the team. And now we're based, now for the last 8-9 games, we're at Reese Stadium at Yale, and that seemed more of a home for us. So because of the back-to-back-to-back games. So, I mean, we have guys who are coachable, guys who are professional, who get on with it and just understand what is expected of them. So that makes it easy. And, you know, they haven't been complaining, and we're winning. So that's good.
Mm-hmm. And again, we have the honor of having, first time on the show, Shavar Thomas. And I hope this goes well, Shavar, and that I don't scare you away, because I'd love to keep having you on. I'm such a fan. So personally, I grew up playing soccer. I played travel soccer up until I got into high school. And it just it's a sport that I think is, well, there's a lot of things to it, but I think it is one that generationally, there's such an interest, you know, and we'll get to the World Cup craze in a second, because that is absolutely part of why I wanted to have you on today. But I think that this is a sport, correct me if I'm wrong, that globally really captures the interest of obviously youth players all the way up to, you know, people who just enjoy watching it, right? I mean, there's something special about soccer or football, however you want to call it. There is something very rare and special, I think, about this sport that has really taken not just the globe by storm, but if you specifically look at America, even here in Connecticut, there is such an interest from the player standpoint, you know, to the people who get to just be fans and watch it.
No, 100% you're correct. This game has crossed border, bring cultures together, unite different ethnic backgrounds together. So it has done so much, not just in America, but across the world. And here at CT United, we are trying to bring that to locally and give the opportunity to you know, less fortunate kids or kids who wouldn't have the opportunity at their fingertips to, you know, to have the ability to join a club. And this is girls and boys as well. So younger girls and boys and people who are fans, just fans. You see what the World Cup does. You see the fans and the atmosphere that they created, the Scottish fans, the Norwegian fans, and just all those things that culturally they brought to America this summer. And it is amazing. You see people in the stands just crying because their team scored a goal. As simple as that. So it touched a lot of people in a lot of different ways. And, you know, that's what we want to bring to Connecticut.
So, again, we have Shavar Thomas here, who is the head coach of the Connecticut United Football Club, CT United FC, which I'm going to link, obviously, their information to our website. Another part of your program, Shavar, is that you do have youth players. I know whenever we have Andre Swanston on, who's like the brainchild of this team and, and everything, he is, I don't know who he's more proud of, quite frankly, because obviously the team, this is his baby, right? But he does bring up the youth players as well and how talented they are here in Connecticut. And I wasn't sure if you could comment on that.
Oh, for sure. You know what? I can safely say I am a product of a Connecticut youth soccer. I played at Oakwood. And when I came over from Jamaica, I played at Oakwood and as well as Archkiss, as you said before, and then moving on to UConn. So I am a product of Connecticut youth soccer, and I know Andre will allude to that. You know, it is giving the next kid the opportunity. And the guys who we're having in our environment, in the first team environment from the academy, in our first season, I wasn't expected, you know, for them to participate as much as they have so far, and it's very good, and they're growing and they're learning, and we're gonna see good things in the future.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this song is not only playing on all our radio stations here at Connoisseur Media, but it's on pretty much everybody's playlist and has been for quite some time. And now with the FIFA World Cup 2026 in the rearview mirror, it still is, I think, just kind of radiating this exciting energy across the country. At least I'm feeling it here in Connecticut, and I'm seeing it on social media, and I'm hearing it in conversation, and I'm excited about it. I am. You know, it reminds me a lot of how it was when the Olympics happened. And granted, I'm a hockey fan, but when both Team USA hockey teams, the men and the women, won in this past Olympics, there was not only this pride of being an American, but there was this unity that our country was feeling, even though our athletes were overseas competing. What I thought was unique about the World Cup is that it was hosted here in America, and you had all these countries coming here, and there was this incredible, not only sense of unity in our country, but this global unity that I think is very rare, very precious, and a true gift that we were given through the World Cup. And I wanted to talk more about this with somebody else who's got the football craze, if you will, and that is our head coach for the CT United Football Club, Shavar Thomas. What were your thoughts on the World Cup?
No, it's amazing, and on all fronts, you know. You want to talk about a moment in time and what the World Cup does to just the average man, the average person, uniting people in so much different ways, especially, you know, coming to America. America needs to put on the show to show the world that, you know, we are more than just what you see on the TV, and come here and get to know us even better. And especially, I don't want to touch on this, but especially in the political atmosphere, you know, that surrounds the country, to have a grand show like this and have people from different countries to come in and say, hey, we're more than what you see on TV. We're more than what you hear. So it was a really good show. And I would credit also the fans of the other countries, man, especially the Japanese fans. When you know, and we're not just talking about America. We're talking about North America in general, because Mexico was a co-host, and Canada, our neighbors up north, was a co-host. So, you know, it was just a win-win situation all the way around.
Yeah. I also found it was amazing, Shavar. And obviously, you come from a soccer background, so you probably feel like, yeah, no, I know these people. I'm good. I understand this. But what I found really fascinating is it wasn't just people tuning in. So, for example, here in America, we'll have the Super Bowl. We'll have the World Series. We'll have the Masters, right? So we get it. We get championship games. But there was something about the World Cup that it wasn't just watching it. It wasn't just engaging. It wasn't just a fascination. People know players now. Like, I'm when I tell you, Shavar, what I find extraordinary, and I'll be the first to say it, other than the Cristiano Ronaldos of the world or the Lionel Messis, which we'll get to that in a second, I didn't know any of the players. Why would I? I didn't know any of them. But like now, Erling Haaland, Jude Bellingham of England, Kylian Mbappe of France. Well, I mean, even Christian Pulisic from USA. Yes. I mean, these are now household names. And I think that's incredible.
Most definitely, and rightfully so, because those guys, they have put the work in on the club scene. And you have to give credit to the social media, the internet. It reaches and it breaks borders, so you can the information is at your fingertips. Mm-hmm. So as opposed to probably 10, 15 years ago, where you would have to wait for these guys to get to the World Cup to hear about them, you're hearing about them way before. So now, it's the mass media. It's you guys who's dispersing those information in the atmosphere, and young kids can cling to I want to be like that guy. I want to be like that guy, and I want to be like him, and have quote unquote role model to and something to aspire to. And just like you said, it's not just the World Cup being held here. It's people from different countries putting on a jersey to feel a part of something, maybe just for a month and a half, and then back to their regular lives. But it's amazing. It's amazing.
It is. It is. And from your perspective, because again, I probably am not doing this justice, and I have no problem admitting that, Shavar, but what was that like to really see the end of at least a World Cup era for Lionel Messi, as well as just an end of an era for Cristiano Ronaldo? I mean, my understanding is he's retiring entirely, which we sort of knew would happen. But Lionel Messi I believe that was his last World Cup. I mean, these are two of the greatest players of all time.
I mean, those two guys they're so loved in their countries that maybe if the next World Cup 4 years from now, and they can't run or can't play, and they say, okay, we want to be a part of, and they're just going to get a walking stick, they're going to stick them out there. But, those guys, the respect they have for the game, I would say it's both of their last World Cups.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just what they have done over their careers is so impressive and, unheard of. I mean, their consistency to perform at the highest level every year, and not just being consistent, just performing, but producing, it's amazing. If you ask me, if any of those players at any point in time in their careers has ever had a dip in performance, you can't put your fingertip on it. You know what I mean? Because these guys, both of them, a lot of people brings up the argument of who is the GOAT. Both of those guys are GOATs for me, in my book.
Because, they're unbelievable.
The work they put in to be who they are and to be consistently who they are, it's amazing. No words can explain that.
Yeah.
No science can explain that.
No, there's just an unbelievable talent. I mean, I think David Beckham even said something about that, because he was at almost every England match during the World Cup. He's another one of the greats. But it's amazing. And the fact that on a world stage, you saw these two players in such raw emotion, it was unbelievable.
I'm glad I get to witness it.
Right? That's how I feel. You know what? It's so funny that you say that, Shavar. That's exactly what I said to, I have an 8-year-old who follows Messi, because Messi is here in Miami, obviously. But, what he got to witness this World Cup, I said, it's, you just watched history for both of those players. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable on that level, on that stage, to see both of them and what they've accomplished and how the world, not just a country, the world has recognized what they've done for sports and for charity and for youth players and everything in between. It's pretty unbelievable. It really is. And I'm wondering, from your point of view, after the World Cup, do you believe the momentum will only keep going in America? I mean, specifically here in Connecticut, you know, bringing it back to your team in CT United. Do you feel like this momentum is only going to grow in Connecticut?
Most definitely. I mean, if you go back and you look at the last time the U.S. hosted the World Cup was 94. Mm-hmm. And just off the back of that, you got the start of the MLS, you know what I mean, in 96. So if you move forward now and come here where the MLS is in a really good position and situation of growing the game in the country at the grassroots level as well, with MLS Next Pro emerging as, you know, a strong league, because you see guys from our space moving into first teams in the MLS, not only first teams, signing contracts overseas. The U.S. right back, Freeman, he was, about 2 years ago, he was playing in MLS Next Pro, and now he's playing for the U.S. national team in the World Cup. He plays overseas now in Spain. So you can see what, you know, the league has been doing. It's been growing. And like I said earlier, now we have a chance. Now we have a team in our backyard in Connecticut who is in the MLS ecosystem. Now we can get players from our academy to our first team, get exposed around the state, around the country, and internationally. And it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, it's exciting. And I want to thank you again, Shavar Thomas, for giving us the time and for being the head coach of our CT United football club. And again, if you want to keep up with the team, I'm going to have a link on our website, voiceofct.com. Shavar, thank you so much. Hope to speak to you again really soon.